Hello and welcome back, everyone, to a nice next episode of the Hypocritic Podcast. I'm Trent alongside Nick and Steven. What is up, fellas? This week, we got a banger for you. We're going to be spoiling this movie, going into some deep details. We are not real critics. We just like to review some movies. Each week's a different movie. This week was my turn, and we just picked some of our favorite ones and dissected and go into deep detail into these. This week, guys, it is episode number 69, so your boy had to get a little raunchy with it. I went rated R. This one brings me back to high school.
Unrated.
1999, American Pie. Classic movie here.
Nice tease there.
Thank you.
You're like, I'm going to tell you the movie, but I'm going to give you the disclaimer first. I'm going to give you all the disclaimer. I'm going to tell you. No, I'm not going to tell you yet. I'm going to wait on it. But American Pie, great movie.
Just to polish it off, follow us on the Instagram at @hypocritic_podcast. Throw us a 5 stars in a review. We really appreciate that. Episode 69, Trent had to bring it out. He wasn't fucking around. He had this plan since day one. I know it.
Yeah, since episode like 55, I was thinking about. It just happened to land on me. I was like, I got to take advantage of this opportunity. So
here we are. It's a big responsibility.
Nick last week, Nick, you called it a couple weeks ago.
I did.
Last episode,
I was thinking about. I was thinking about comedies recently. And I was thinking of some like throwback ones that I really, really enjoy. I didn't necessarily call it from like it was going to be episode 69 and I thought he was going to pick it as much as I just thought it might be on his radar soon. And then when he said it was a 69 theme movie, I was like, I know what it is. 100%. It's a good throwback. Good throwback. You know, it's kind of a childhood movie for a lot of us. There's definitely, you know, some shit that wouldn't fly in this movie in today's standards, but you kind of got to love the movie for what it is. And it's just, it puts you in that place of being like a high school teenager, you know, watching this movie, you know, so.
This one popped off big time. We were in high school and I just remember this one was a big deal as a kid who was underage for movies like this. So I'm glad, you know, watching it at this age is so different. still funny, you know, in its own respects in certain ways. But we'll hop into it. I'm sure the audience is eager.
We're eager beaver over here.
Eager McBeaver. Let's hop into it.
This week is American Pie, but before we get to that, I do want to ask the guys, how we doing this week?
How we living? Nice Friday night. Good Friday night pod.
Great Friday night pod.
It's getting warm out here and, you know, in the mountains, which is great. It's finally feeling like summer.
Georgia.
It's good time of the year because I was just texting my uncle. The snow has been better here. We're a snowboarding podcast, by the way. I always have to bring this up. But the snow out the snow out here the last like month has been better than it has been all season. It's crazy. Like late April to May. Like for some reason the mountains have just been getting like pounded. So I think I'm gonna go up on Sunday and try to do like one or two last hurrahs before the season ends and summer officially starts. But other than that, I had a show last weekend. And nice. I've been getting into golf, actually. I was telling you, I've been playing this game because I'm getting into golf again. I played with some guys last weekend that are regular players, and I was like holding my own.
Hell yeah.
Because I fixed my Nick, slice. I watched a couple of YouTube videos.
Honestly, I got some.
How'd you fix your slice?
I think it's just because of baseball. Growing up playing baseball, I had like a swing kind of thing, but I had to do it for golf differently. But you could pay a lot for a lesson, and I'm sure that helps. But I've just been finding some like really good YouTube videos. This guy named Rick Shields, Scottish British dude. I was watching some of his videos and a couple others, and I was able to fix my slice off my driver by just like turning my hands a different way and just kind of making sure I rotated my wrist when I came through on the swing. And I was hitting all of my drives straight, like dead straight.
Last, my dad.
All 18 holes. I was like loving it. But then I go to play my irons and I suck. Mm. And like the chipping stuff, so hard. Putting is so hard.
My dad, he
so.
Does this. He's always filming his swing from the back. He has this little pole where he films with his phone. Mm-hmm. And then whenever he's playing with my brother and I, a lot of times I'll film my swing every once in a while because I'm always slicing it. So he's trying to show me exactly what my swing is doing. So there's a lot of things to help. But Trent, what's going on with you and Charlestown?
I mean, it's funny you bring that up because I've been balls deep in the golf game as well. I played last weekend. I'm playing this weekend. And it's all to really get ready because I'm playing at Topgolf and in like this somewhat tournament coming up.
Like a work thing?
It's more Lauren's sister's getting married and they're having like a golf event, so I have to be on my game.
Like a guy's all yes. Oh, this is like straight out of Wedding Crashers. Yeah.
So I've been actually practicing a lot. I got a golf lesson. I bought new clubs. I actually got some solid clubs.
Oh, you got
now.
A lesson. Wow.
So yeah, I'm feeling good about it, but yeah, every time you go out, you really never know what you're gonna
get. We'll have
to play. Oh, I would love to.
We'll have to play next time. I would love to play in Charleston too, especially at the beach. It's really nice. I'm actually thinking about going to Cabo for my 30th in August. It's really cheap, actually.
Nice.
And yeah, Rachel and I were talking about getting away for a few days. So they have like golf there too, and something about being on the beach and playing golf.
Yeah, something nice about it.
It's so like romantic sounding.
Oh, for
and awesome.
Sure.
But anyways, yeah, we'll have to play next time I visit. I ultimately want to play with Rachel's dad because Rachel's dad really wants to play with me, but I've never been good enough to be at a point where I feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of my goal. That's like the step I want to take is be able to play with like regulars.
Yeah, same, exactly.
And not be the scrub.
Exactly. So. I agree.
What about you, Steven? What have you been up to?
Not a lot. Doing some Mother's Day weekend stuff. We just went to La Cubana tonight. Trent, you remember La Cubana?
Yeah, that place rocks.
Really good. Had mojitos, had beer, had tequila.
Chef.
Cubanos, empanadas. It was a good
happy
time.
Tomorrow. Cinco de Mayo. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cinco de Drinker.
Yeah, actually, we ended up getting pizza on Cinco de Mayo. I kind of forgot it was Cinco de Mayo, and I love
How
Mexican food, so I just eat it all the time. Mm. So it's not like I don't need a day to tell me to eat it, you know? I'll just eat it when I need. But yeah. I forgot that. But tomorrow we got Formula Drift, which I'm super, super pumped for. For you, for those of you who don't know, that's the competition drifting event, the Major League drifting event. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And then Sunday we got Mother's Day, so we're going to be celebrating, you know,
the mothers out there
of my life. All those mothers of my life now. I got my sister,
yeah,
obviously Courtney, my mom, her mom.
Yeah.
Her sister.
Shout out to the moms out there, man. Fuck.
Shout out to the moms. We love you.
We love you. And speaking of moms, American Pie,
speaking
guys.
Speaking of mothers, get off the podcast immediately because this is not one for you.
Yeah, this is not one for the moms.
This is for the dads. This is for all the dads out there. all the immature dads out there.
Fuck, yeah, for sure. So, yeah, let's hop in. Why don't we? So I'll give the quick plot and then we can move to the stats and facts, but the plot is four teenage boys enter a pact to lose their virginity by prom night. And that's all I got. You guys want to
That's hour and a half of that.
Yeah.
No, that's it.
There's some comedy in there.
It's basically about these guys, their senior year. They've never gotten laid before, and they think it'd be a cool idea to make a pact that they all have sex before they graduate.
It's about a group of desperate boys. They are collectively desperate and very much driving to have sex by a deadline. They have a deadline.
Yes, they do. And it is prom night, senior year, before they go off to college.
It's a moving target. It moves a couple times. Some of them change their minds, but yeah,
right,
it's an
boys,
interesting
let's
thing.
Crack
I don't
this
know.
Egg and let's cook this
well,
up.
Yeah. We'll talk about
right,
more.
Let's do it.
See you on the other side.
Alrighty, stats and facts. Welcome back, everyone, to the Hypocritic Podcast. We're going to start this first one off with my personal favorite. I think this is a great one. Because of this film, the word MILF went mainstream and became a popular
phrase. I was telling Rachel that.
Phrase.
I was telling Rachel that. I was like, this is where
Isn't
that
crazy?
Word?
This is the first
and that's,
movie.
What, 20 years later,
it's
that's
the
still
guy,
a thing.
It was the guy from Harold and Kumar.
Yeah.
Steven, is this the first time you've seen this movie, by the way?
No, I think it's like the second time, though. I think I definitely saw it once, and I remember the Blink-182 songs, and I remember you guys talking about it at one point, but I never like got too crazy into this movie.
Yeah. I actually,
speaking of,
I thought they played more Blink 182 in this movie, but surprisingly I only heard like one song, but they had a lot of, like throwbacks. I think they played Mutt or one of those.
Well, they were in the movie.
They were literally in the movie too. Yeah.
They acted in the movie.
And Mutt was the only one that I personally heard too. Is that the only one you guys heard?
But I think through the rest of the series, there's probably more.
I have the soundtrack right here. Mutt is the only Blink-182 song, which I believe was on the Enema of the State album. Other popular songs were, or bands, I should just say, were Third Eye Blind, Sugar Ray, Goldfinger.
I will still listen to Third Eye Blind and Goo Goo Dolls today, and Matchbox 20.
Yes,
yeah, I listen to all those bands today, but I don't really listen to Blink 182 too much anymore. I will occasionally return to them. I actually listened to like Boxcar Racer kind of recently, and I thought,
oh,
that
wow.
was a good
I like Boxcar Racer.
That's a good throwback.
Yeah, I like them.
It was a good like not then. Blink, but like still throwing back.
Man, so 91% of Google users like the album, which is more than they liked for the movie. Google users, 86% like the movie, and then it was 61% Rotten Tomatoes, as well as the audience score on Rotten Tomatoes, both were 61. IMDb came in at 7. So it was up there for the most part, kind of hovering above 50% for most of them. Rated R, came out in 1999, like we said, July of 99. The genre is technically a rom-com.
I can see that.
Technically.
Interesting. So romantic.
It was really just the relationship with the dude from Rookie of the Year and the one girl, Tara Reid.
Yeah.
Do you remember Rookie of the Year? Which, we'll get into it in Director of Cast. But
yes.
Sing? The singing duo?
No, not the singing duo.
No, not
the,
him.
Believe it was in the, magic.
no, Steven, it was
the guy. The only guy with the girlfriend.
The only guy with the girlfriend.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
Who read the Bible.
His arms like all strung up like this in Rookie of the
sex
Year.
Bomb.
Oh, yeah,
sex
yeah,
bomb.
Yeah. Okay.
The movie was an hour and 35 minutes
Perfect.
Long. I was also going to say they made a ton of spinoffs of this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Like a bunch.
Have you guys seen the other ones?
I think I've seen two of them.
I think I've seen a few.
There's a Bandcamp one.
I've got them all
then,
right
like,
here.
Yeah, read them off then.
So there was this one, then there was American Pie 2, there was American Wedding, and then there was American Reunion. And then there were spin-off series like Band Camp, The Naked Mile, Beta House, The Book of Love, and then the last one, which came out in 2020, was Girls Rules American Pie.
Wow.
That's crazy. So I did not realize there was that many.
We should sit down and watch all of them sometime.
I heard of American Pie 2, but I did not know there was like 10 installments. But it's funny, I wasn't really ever into the series, but a series that I am extremely into is Fast and the Furious. And I loved the first two movies, and then they just went on with 10 other horrible movies. It's one of those things.
We don't need Fast 10.
I can see people being like, oh, this movie was
great. They're in outer space now. They're literally driving cars in outer space now with astronaut helmets on. It's like, dude, are you that desperate for material here? It's insane.
This it also says that this is the second teen movie which made most of the cast members into stars.
Were they teens?
The first being any guesses?
First being teens.
The girl from How I Met Your Mother.
No, the Matthew McConaughey movie, Dazed and Confused.
Oh. No, but that is a good guess. It's very similar to that one. This at least says IMDb trivia says it was Fast Times at Ridgemont.
Oh, close. It was just a little bit after.
Oh, who was that?
Spicoli, Sean Penn.
That was Sean Penn. Yeah,
very similar vibes to Dazed and Confused.
I did not see Sean Penn in this.
Spicoli.
Wait,
he like
who
orders.
Sean Penn
he orders a pizza. That was one of my favorite parts. He's in the middle of class, and then he gets like.
Wait,
a pizza
but who does he play in American Pie?
No, he doesn't play in American Pie.
He's not
we're
in
just
this. No,
about,
Steven, I'm saying this is the second teen movie which had made the most cast members into stars, and the first one was Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh, I was about to say, I am high if I did not see Spicoli in this movie.
No,
I was
Spicoli
like,
wasn't
I'm just
movie.
Reeling through this movie. When was Spicoli pop up?
Oh, Trent, did you see this scene about or this fact about the boner he had? Okay.
No, but please.
So
go
apparently,
into
to
it.
Replicate his erection in the scene, the crew cooked a sausage, stuck it on a pencil, and wrapped it in aluminum foil. It was still, it was still warm when it was placed between Jason Biggs' legs.
I have to say this because wow. Trent in Anchorman, when Will Ferrell had an erection,
you guys argued about if this was real or not,
that it was actually Will Ferrell's erection. You said Will Ferrell yeah. just.
I think we said it was believable.
Yeah, I remember.
So what's this is point? What they do. I just want to let you know.
This is what they did for
it's
this
stuff
movie.
Like that.
We'll have to That's verify. What we'll have do. To fact check the Anchorman.
So I don't remember the boner
They cook
scene.
A
Which
sausage, put a pencil in it, wrap it in aluminum foil. You guys, you're
Which
dead.
Scene? Which scene does he get
it's,
an erection?
It's the scene when he's, I think when he's beating off in the sock in the very beginning, and it's like shitty reception. Yeah, and okay.
It was the Vienna okay, sausage.
Yeah, the pillow comes gotcha, off gotcha. Somehow, and is like there's like a dick looking thing in a sock, and I guess that's sausage.
Great opening yeah. scene. I must
well, it's
say.
So funny because I just recently watched Zoolander, and there's this really really funny scene where she breaks into that like. Place that he's being kept held captive and he's getting that massage and then he just turns over on the bed and he's pitching
oh,
a tent.
Yeah.
It's such a funny joke. I completely forgot about it. And then like the woman's trying to like swat it away and it's like moving.
Yeah, around. It's moving. I do remember that. The box office sales in this were 235 mil.
Wow.
Which wow. is a lot for those that don't know.
99.
11 mil budget.
200
so that's a big profit. Thick.
Real
it's
thick.
Thick.
Real thick profit.
That's a this
thick.
Month.
That's a real thick
it was,
budget. And 235
mil. 43% domestic.
If I start a self-help company, it's going to be called Thick Profit.
I like that.
Or Sign
thick
me
box
up.
Office.
I want to be
Investments at gmail.com.
Yeah.
Stop giving out my advice. I'm gonna say, if you guys say that one more time, I'm gonna give
Steven, tell
number.
Us if anybody emails you. I would love to know.
He's gonna
you
be no, they're gonna
to
hit
us.
You up from Germany, dude, and be like, we love the pod. This is why we should have an email so people can write in from across the country.
Not mine. Well, hypocriticpodcast at gmail. You can go to that one.
Oh yeah, we should be giving that
last fact is the pale ale that that Stifler drinks that was beaten off into mm-hmm. by which also is interesting. He
decides to beat in a beer.
Beat off into a beer after that, you know. Anyways.
Yeah, do you not just go on the bed at that point? Yeah, like you're willing to go in the cup, but you won't just like do it on the covers, like
right.
come on.
It was.
He's like trying to. He's trying to be like
joke,
thoughtful.
And he was
like
about.
He
was about
movie.
To do that, and just like has to immediately leave the scene.
He's like, "Oh, I forgot.
All right, I'm about to go. Get away.
I forgot."
He like runs in the bathroom. Like how?
But I did.
That's pretty much like
they
him
got that.
In the bathroom.
They got the consistency with
the
egg whites. So they put egg whites in the and that's
oh
what Stifler
God.
Drank. So that
it
kind of
did look like
yeah.
that.
When I saw it, I thought that the poor girl was gonna have to drink it because originally he gives it to her. He's like,
"Yeah,
hey, you want a drink? Yeah. Oh no, here's a drink." And I was like, "Oh my god, this poor girl is about to drink it." And then I was really happy.
No,
to
they got creative.
Would she have been? Would she have been better off?
Substitute.
Okay, let me pose this: would she have been better off drinking the cum beer or getting thrown up on at the end when she had to run out of the party? So I think she Ooh. Should have taken one for the team, drank it. That way he didn't throw up on her, and she wouldn't have to ran out of the front door.
I don't know. I think getting thrown up on might be
what do you think,
better
Steven?
Than that.
All right, so I'll tell you guys.
What if the puke gets on your face?
There was a jackass. There was a jackass scene where this guy had to drink a horse cum.
Mm.
And he said to his crew, he said,
it's
if
just
I
a morning
do this,
snack for me.
It gets me out of something later. He said, if I do this, it gets me out of something later. I was sitting there thinking, this would be the thing I get out of. right now. Dude, this is the thing I would get out of.
On the list?
I'm using my get out of jail card on this.
I'm not trying to sound right weird now. Here, but on the list of things that they do, like getting run over by a bull, like breaking their necks, like, I don't know, man. Drinking horse cum might be a little bit more favorable if you're not trying to...
I know, but that's so gross. Like, I would just, I am gagging just thinking about it. Like,
audience, you let us know.
And there's a thing about my mind where it's like, it doesn't even matter what goes into me. It's like, if I think that something went into me, I will just start like gagging and like having like, even if it didn't, it could not even have went in. But just the thought in my mind. Sometimes, like, if I see a bug or something, you know, like a really, like, I don't know, it's just, it can get bad.
No, I know. Lauren does the same thing. I can separate myself from the action of it actually happening. Once it's happening, then I do gag. But if it's
But I've noticed that even if I just think it happened, and I'm like, I'm not even sure it happened, but I still will react as if it happened. So just the thought of that going into my mouth, I would just, I know I would just throw up. I would just start throwing up.
Well, you could put back some egg whites.
Reel us back in, Trent.
All right, well, that's all I got for you guys. I mean, I'm ready for that. I'm ready for that 5 for 5 if you guys are.
That's 5 for 5.
All right, all right, all right. This week, everybody, we got a 5 for 5. $5. For 5 questions, you get 4 questions out of the 5. You get that money.
Thank you very much, Trent. Correct. 5 for 5. 5 questions, $5. This week, 5 grueling questions from Trent Miller.
And let's see if you guys can.
Oh, don't you know? This Friday night, we've got a nice little 5 for 5 up here in Denver, sunny Denver, Colorado. I'm really excited to play with you boys today, all right?
We are an international crew here at the Hypocritic from all over, you can tell. I will go into the first question being, what was the school mascot for East Great Falls?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Ooh, that's a good question. Let's see if I remember it.
Answer choices are the Wolverines, the Spartans, the Knights, and the Trailblazers.
Oof, not what I thought. All right, one more time on those.
Wolverines, Spartans, Knights, Trailblazers. Steven looks confident.
Thank you, Trent. You know, I am.
It's on purpose.
And what was the name of the school again? I want to hear the whole
East
the
Great
whole
Falls.
I'm going to go Wolverines.
Tinkling the glass. Tinkling the ice on the glass.
Wolverines for Nick.
Nick likes the Wolverines.
That is unfortunately wrong. It is actually the Trailblazers.
Ding, ding, ding. That is correct, Steven. Nicely done.
Thank you. Hand out the window, boys. Hand out the window.
Now, I did get you, I think, because it was in Michigan, and Michigan, I think, is known for the Wolverines. Maybe that's...
Yep. And then the Spartans are Michigan State, so that was another good answer.
Yes. Yes. The movie does take place in Michigan, we think. I'm pretty sure, because they are talking about going to college, like Ann Arbor and stuff.
And they go to like Lake Michigan at the end of the game, or the end of the movie. All right, question two.
Question two. What was Finch drinking in the beginning of the movie? You remember who Finch is?
Oh, I remember this too, you salty dog.
For the audience.
Wait, what part of the movie they were always
drinking? His very first one.
The beginning of the movie. The very beginning.
He like makes a point. He corrects him.
Yeah, he corrects him. Don't give any more hints, Steven, okay? You were paying attention, Nick.
The beginning of the movie is so vague. I need like a scene.
I know,
the
first unfortunately, that's how the...
It's when he's introduced.
That's on... You might get it after I give you answer choices.
Okay, all right.
Answer choices are a black coffee, a frappuccino, a mochaccino, or a macchiato.
Trent loves Starbucks. You guys should know. Trent is a Starbucks
I thought we were talking about alcohol.
He goes to Starbucks. He likes drinking coffees. So he,
when I
he
think heard this, Nick's going to have to go first again on this one.
He is.
After the lack of confidence.
No, it's so funny though. Is going through, these are the same questions I probably would have asked.
Yeah. Is it me or Steven?
It's you.
It's Nick.
Okay. I'm going to go with mochaccino.
Nick going mochaccino.
Mocha frappuccino. That's from Zoolander also. No, it is macchiato.
Correct.
It's macchiato. Are you saying?
Oh, it is mochaccino, Steven, my boy. You missed it.
Oh, it was mochaccino? Oh, I thought it was macchiato.
Yeah, Steven was laughing at me.
No, I just said because mocha frappuccino. I said mocha frappuccino, but that was from Zoolander.
I tricked you with the macchiato.
Oh, I thought it was the macchiato.
A Mazda macchiato.
Are you sure it's not a macchiato, you son of a bitch?
Yeah, man.
I
knew it was definitely an M.
He came back later and he said something like, this is not coffee, or this is not espresso. This is a mochaccino.
Oh, is that what he says? I could have sworn he said macchiato.
Yeah. Okay, next question is, what country was Nadia from?
Exotic. Oh, I know this one too. We used to do this.
Oh, Steven knows all of these somehow.
Oh, I didn't know the last one. I thought
okay.
I did.
Okay. Answer choices are Bulgaria, Slovakia, Romania, and the Ukraine.
Oh, man. I just want to say Slovakia because the Czechoslovakia.
Pull up with the clock.
Hop up on your clock.
So it is actually Czechoslovakia. It's not
Slovakia.
It's not Slav. What'd you say? What's B?
Slovakia.
Bulgaria, Slovakia, Romania.
So it's Czechoslovakia. Pull up on the Glocklia. It's Czechoslovakia. It's not Slovakia. It's Czechoslovakia. That's where she's from.
Are you is both it, going oh, with Slovakia?
But it's not. No, it's not Slovakia. It's Czechoslovakia. They've got to be two different places.
Steven, if you were to search, you do not know your geography enough to be that confident with your
stuff. There were subtitles on it. It said Czechoslovakia. And I remember because I said Czechoslovakia, Czechoslovakia, pull up on the Glocklia. That's how I remember. I guarantee you.
There is a country.
There is a
country called Slovakia.
Yeah, there's a country in Europe called Slovakia.
No, it's Czechoslovakia.
But then there's another one next to it called Czechia.
It's so the Czech it's Republic,
and
Steven.
Slovakia.
There's the Czech Republic.
Well, Slovakia is obviously right. So Slovakia is obviously right.
Steven, you've been making this phrase up for like 10 years now. You thought it was real. And now you've just realized that it's not on the podcast. The chat section's going fucking
on the. All right, so it says right here. You see,
they're like, you dumbasses, you pieces of shit. You don't know the difference between Slovakia and Czech.
I can't read that.
No,
shit.
I can't read any of that garbage.
Dude, this is I am. This is white. This is the. This is the plot on Wikipedia. It literally says from Czechoslovakia, and it also says that he's a mochaccino drinking guy. The guy doesn't say mocha. He's a mochaccino. That's what it says here. Mochaccino. Oh,
we said mochaccino.
Czechoslovakia is a country.
Now I know you're full of shit.
Dude, I'm sending you a screenshot right now. Look at your phone.
Is that the answer, Trent?
It is the answer.
Can we move back?
But it's technically not.
All right, We will move on. I'm assuming.
All right,
Nick,
we gotta throw out the question.
I'm assuming Nick was going with Slovakia.
I was actually maybe on the Romania train. Thanks, Steven. It's a moot point. Throw out the question.
I mean, I'm not throwing it out. It's actually Slovakia. Incorrect. I got this question.
Czechoslovakia. You're right. It's Slovakia, but there's Czech is in front of it.
Saying it right, Steve.
Look at the screenshot I sent you. There must be two different places.
You didn't even send the right screenshot.
I sent it to
you. I am on Google Earth, okay, Steven? I think I'm right.
Steven, you did not even send the right screenshot.
What are you talking about? That's all the text. Look at the very bottom of that middle paragraph. It says Czechoslovakia, foreign exchange student from Czechoslovakia. This is the Wikipedia plot.
Oh, you know what? I bet they switched. I bet in 2022 it's now they're separate, and back in 99 they were like one. That's because they're border each other. There's
because Czechia, it also says Slovakia. If you read the subtitles in the actual movie, it says Czechoslovakia.
For the audience, we are
all right. The audience is going crazy. They're like, yeah, shut the fuck up. Like, we don't care. Talk about the movie. On.
Okay. The next question is, what restaurant do they eat at throughout the movie? Mm. I feel like this is a wiffle. I don't know if this is a wiffle, but I'm gonna ask it anyways.
No, it's not.
I don't remember.
What restaurant do they eat at throughout the movie? Answer choices. And extra tidbit, Obama did eat here once. I read that in the stats.
Ooh. Oh, I know.
No, you don't. Answer choices are Dog Years, The Breakfast Club, Earth, Wind, and Flower, and Holy Moly.
Trying these fake answers. Oh, my God.
I'm going to go with Holy Moly.
These are gold. Holy
moly.
Is that
what you're going with?
I'm pretty positivo. It's A.
The dog ears, Nick?
The dog ears, yeah. Because they served hot dogs.
Answer is the dog ears. Because
they serve hot dogs.
Yeah. Name B and C again. What was B and C again?
B and C?
The answers for B and C.
Breakfast Club and Earth, Wind, and Flower.
Earth, Wind, and Flower, that got me. Did you come up with that?
You like that?
I love that.
Good. All right, last one I saved for you guys. I got this last one is a banger. Oof. What did Kevin find out how to do in the Bible? Okay.
Okay.
The Lady Bible?
The Lady Bible.
No, the Bible of Christ.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I know it.
Yeah, no, the Bible.
I know it, yeah.
Answer choices are
which revelation?
The tongue typhoon, the tongue tsunami, the tongue tornado, and the tongue twister.
Ooh, I think I know it.
Oh my gosh. I think I know it too.
I'm gonna go C. I think it's tornado, even though twister sounds similar too, but I'm gonna go tornado.
It's C. Typhoon. Oh my god, that's too funny. Yeah, it was the raining of the tongues, the typhoon. No, it's tornado.
You're both going tornado. Answer is the tongue twister.
Oh,
your boy gotcha.
Son of a bitch.
Oh no.
I knew it was one of those. I just
Are you
I
sure?
Couldn't, I couldn't for some reason I thought it was a tornado.
Trent, are you sure on that?
I'm positive.
Pull up the
Steve,
IMDb.
I'm sure we'll find some
Czechoslovakia
bullshit.
Macchiato bullshit.
Yeah, I don't know.
I got about tornado. I have a bonus. One bonus.
Ooh. All right.
And it's gonna be if you guys are paying attention.
I think
to
we're already out, but
it'll be seeing if you guys were paying attention to one thing or. So what kind of computer did Jim have? Were you watching the show or were you watching the movie? Okay. Answer choices are.
So really testing me. Here.
Answer choices are the PC or a Mac. Yeah, neither of you were fucking paying attention.
I did love how it was such
old school. I don't remember the logo on it.
Old school computers. They were like the ones that you. The screens were on top of the old ones, which I'm almost positive would be a PC, but also the early Macs were like that too. Were they all
the
same
computer?
The camera looked
like a Mac.
Because he has one, and then they all have another computer too. There's a lot of computers. But did you notice they're all very similar? The computer on the bottom, screen on the top, setup.
I'm talking about Jim. I'm talking about Jim's
Yeah, he had the same setup though.
Well, it's Jim's computer. He had the webcam on top, and that was filming them. She was DJing, and they were all watching through their webcam.
Did you guys watch the unedited version or the R version?
Oh, I watched the uncut.
I feel like one,
unrated
for
all,
sure.
all day.
Okay, because I yeah
or unrated, yeah, unrated all day.
Because I feel like the other movie, they don't show her at all. They only show her in the unedited version, I think.
Probably don't show it in the in the rated R or whatever.
Or maybe not as long. Maybe it's just like quick.
Is that what you watched, Nick?
No, I watched the unedited, but I remember growing up watching it. I don't remember there being that much.
It being that graphic.
Nick got the wrong one. It was like, no! No!
but back to your question. Yeah, the computer looked like it was at Windows, but the webcam itself looked very kind of Mac-y,
I'm gonna go
like futuristic. So I don't know. I'm torn.
I'm going to go PC, even though you mean like Microsoft, I assume.
Yeah. Microsoft.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Microsoft.
I'm the same.
Correct answer is fucking Macintosh.
Oh, was
Steve
it?
Steve Jobs, you bitches.
Oh, I remember thinking it did look like Macs, but I think all computers back in the day kind of had that very similar setup, little bottom, but.
Yeah, the block.
You know what's funny? It kind of brought me back because you guys remember like early day computers in high school, like even before like games could really be on them. Just like dial up internet,
even playing early games.
Oh yeah,
everyone had to get off
the software they had.
Yeah,
it was like gray and white and black.
Man, even then, like it was worth having a computer in your house if you could. You know, it was like. And I even remember playing. My dad used to have. He's a pilot, so he had this like. A flying simulator, and he had like the yoke for like the steering wheel of a plane, and I used to like practice doing that. And I remember I was like, "Damn, that was so long ago." Yeah, we still had pretty crazy computing power, and that was when the internet
was crazy how far we've come.
It just it reminds me of just AIM back in the day and screen names and
away messages.
My sister and I would like run home from school because we only had one computer and only. Isn't that crazy growing up? Like, it's funny how what we consider is like a hardship kind of, it gets easier and easier for each generation. Like, us growing up, it's like we had computers, but only one person could be on at the same time, and you couldn't use the phone at the same time, and we didn't have smartphones, iPads, any of that shit. So,
oh, yeah, we had it rough.
You know, it's just, we were fucking in poverty, dude.
God,
we
walked uphill both ways. It was hard out there in the streets. In the snow.
Both ways. In a light, light rain. It was terrible.
All right, guys. Let's get out of here. Let's move to the director in the ass, yeah?
And we are back.
Director in the ass.
Director in the cast for American Pie. We've got Paul Weitz as the director for this movie. He is known for...
And Chris Weitz.
He's got producer credits on his known fours. I would like to go to his directors, if you guys don't mind. Not much after American Pie was his first one. I don't recognize these other ones. He's known for producer credits and writer credits for About a Boy, In Good Company.
Little Fockers.
Grandma. Little
Fockers. He did Little Fockers in 2010. Well,
did he write that or? Oh no, he did. He did direct that Little Fockers. Okay,
he directed it. I don't even remember that. I loved Meet the Parents and Meet the Fockers. Two very, very, very good movies. But it looks like this guy might have fucked him up. I don't know.
I
haven't seen it, but
interesting.
There might be a reason.
Okay. It seems like he did American Pie and then kind of did a lot of stuff I don't know about.
Yeah. Shall we move
into?
There's
no way he went downhill.
Y'all want to move into some of the cast here? Maybe a little Jason Biggs.
We got a star-studded cast. Let's do it. Jason Biggs.
He is pretty big.
Jason Biggs, and we know by the scene that he is actually Jason Smalls. Okay. That was a Vienna sausage.
Points, Steven. Points. You get points for that one.
He's done some Law and Order stuff.
Jay and Silent Bob.
Was he in Jay and Silent Bob? When was he in Jay and Silent Bob?
You and Michael Don Francisco love that movie. Oh, American Wedding.
He played himself in it, Stephen. Jason Biggs.
Oh, that's the same scene.
Interesting.
Oh, I don't know if this is a spoiler, but there's a movie called American Wedding, and it's a picture of him and the band girl, like, married. So maybe they end up getting married.
I think they do. Yeah, that would check.
Yeah, I don't recognize him from anything. But yeah, obviously all the American Pies. He's known for Loser. I guess.
Oh, yeah, it is pretty consistent. Jay and Silent Bob reboot. I apologize.
I want to talk about Sean William Scott.
Let's talk about Oz. You want to okay.
Talk, well, I like Sean. I think Sean William Scott's a little bit more of a well-known name, but him in Role Models, Trent, that is on my list.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So funny.
He is so fucking funny. God. He,
I got to show it to
wait,
Rachel.
Who are we talking about?
Sean William Paul Scott. Red.
Stifler.
Where is he? Is he on the main?
You recognize. He's like the classic douchebag comedy in the 2000s guy. He.
Why is he not popping up on the main cast? Well, let me open this big one. He was he Stifler?
Stifler.
Yeah.
He's got a great
okay, yeah.
A great typecast role of being that guy who's a douche.
His first name's got two
whenever
N's,
I,
which
whenever
is
whenever you guys
douchey.
Mentioned this movie, the only person that I remembered was this guy.
Yeah, no, still.
Oh, he plays in I like his role in Role Models.
Yes. He also plays in Road Trip. If you guys have seen that, another famous movie during that time.
Mm-hmm. He's in the second Super Troopers. He's in those Goon movies, which is like a hockey movie. I feel like Steven would be into something like that. Final Destination. Maybe. Oh, y'all remember the first Final Destination movie?
Yeah, I
that
actually had
was
that.
Wild.
I had that on my list as well, just because
I never watched that.
It's kind of like
God. It's creepy.
It's famous. You know, it's a big deal.
It freaked me out.
But yeah,
I remember that being. I was hearing about Final Destination, and there was like, if you got the DVD on one of the movies, you could like change the ending. Like you got to choose kind of like which ending you got. Which that was
oh, dude, he was in Old
He's
School.
He's Dukes of. He was old school and Dukes of Hazzard with Jessica.
Dukes of Hazzard. That's
oh,
right.
Ice
Simpson.
Age 5.
Oh, you know who he was in Old School? He was the guy that shot the dart, and he was like,
"The
you
dart,
crazy,
yeah." He's like,
man,
you
crazy?
You got something in your neck? You got something
yeah,
in your
yeah,
neck,
yeah.
man?"
He's like, "That's gnarly."
Yeah, the most recent thing is Welcome to Flatch is a TV series, and he plays Joseph, Father Joe, Bing Hopper.
Nice.
Well, let's move on. Good.
We should do.
Let's move on to one of the other.
You guys want to do Eugene Levy? He's super famous.
He was
Schitt's
my favorite
Creek.
Character.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
Jim
yeah.
Schitt's Creek now.
He was my favorite.
If you guys know about it, he's super well known for that. His son is...
You watch that pretty regularly, don't you?
I watched like the first season or two, and then it lost me, but it's won a bunch of awards.
He plays Charlie in Finding Dory. I don't even exactly remember whose character that is, but it's interesting that he plays in that. Yeah, I'm trying to remember exactly where I know him from. He reminds me so much of the guy from Dennis the Menace, but I know it's not him.
His first acting credit is 1971, so he's been around the block. He was in National
Lamp. Oh, he was in Dumb and Dumber when Harry Met Lloyd. He was Principal Collins.
Oh, great.
You guys
deep
remember
cut.
This movie, Dumb and Dumber?
Oh, that.
Yeah, Harry yeah, Met yeah. The I do remember one. That.
This, and I will give this this sequel... Even though it didn't have Jim Carrey in his the other guy, I forget his name. They did a very very good job with the sequel, and I do like it. Mm-hmm. It's a funny movie. It's one of the few times I've seen a sequel that like actually stands up. But his character is really funny. He's like the conniving school principal that's banging the other lunch lady, and they're trying to scheme to get out of there by making this like special education class where. They pretty much get these two guys.
Have you guys seen
Shia LaBeouf?
This is a long shot, actually. I recognize that it's a long shot, but it is a very famous movie. It's called Best in Show. It's one of his known fours. Have either of y'all seen that?
I haven't seen it. No.
I've heard it's very famous, so I might check it out at some point. I've heard it referenced a lot, though.
He does have a hell of a filmography. Holy Christ.
The only other two I was going to mention, he was a car salesman in National Lampoon's Vacation, and then he was in Cheaper by the Dozen 2. But yeah, he's super, super funny, dude.
I saw Cheaper by the Dozen. I don't remember the second one. But let's move on to... you want to talk about all the high school guys? I did want to mention that Stifler's mom... She has this role in The only other role I know her from is Slappy and the Stinkers. She plays... I love that movie. I don't know if you guys ever saw the movie Slappy and the Stinkers. It's a throwback,
no, I haven't.
Throwback.
She is...
Rachel knew her.
Yeah, no, while we're on her, she's in the Seven Crimes. Or wait a minute. It's... Damn it. It's a fucking show that's out right now, and I can't think of it. People are going to be yelling at me through the freaking radio. Seven, like, Crimes or Seven... Strangers or something.
Right. Oh, let's talk about Chris Klein. Nick, he was in We Were Soldiers.
Chris Klein.
Nine Perfect Strangers.
All right, we're on two different wavelengths here. Do we want to finish up on her, or are we good?
You guys.
No, Nine Perfect Strangers. I wasn't going to go into her. She didn't really have a big role, but I did recognize her from Slapping the Stinkers, which is actually on my list. It's probably going to be way, way in the future, but it's a cool throwback kid movie. I don't know if you guys ever watched it, but I love that movie, and sometimes I'll throw it on nowadays.
Oh, it looks pretty familiar, actually. But yeah, you want to go to Chris Owens, We Were Soldiers.
Chris Klein. Yeah, We Were Soldiers.
Oh, Chris Klein. Let's see.
Chris Klein, he was the sensitive one that played the cross. I don't exactly remember where he was. I'm going to try to pull up his character if I can.
It's the White Lotus. I'm sorry. I had to get that reference. It's White Lotus, not Nine Perfect Strangers.
He may have just been a small extra.
I'm back. I'm sorry.
But I feel like I recognize him from somewhere else.
Yeah. He was in Rollerball, which I remember back in the day. Let's see. Yeah, We Were Soldiers, competition, Game of Aces. I don't know. I'm down to move on from him. Let's talk about Thomas Ian Nicholas, which I loved from Rookie of the Year. It was like one of my favorite childhood movies.
Yeah, look at him now.
Henry Rowan Gardner. Yeah, he looks like David McKeady now.
He looks way different. Looks like a different person.
Steven, you on our...
David McKeady looks like Johnny Depp now. I saw him the other day. Oh, my God. He's looking great.
You saw Johnny Depp recently?
Good. Good.
I did.
Hopefully he's doing better than Johnny Depp right now.
Yeah, for
real. But yeah, Thomas Ian Nicholas is known for Red Band Society, Please Give, The Rules of Attraction. Really, I just love this guy from Rookie of the Year. It's one of my favorite childhood baseball movies.
For sure.
It's about this kid who's like a Chicago Cubs fan. He ends up breaking his arm, and then he gets this like magical gift where he can his arm is able to like slingshot the ball forward like 90 something miles an hour. So he ends up playing professional baseball at the age of like 8.
Yeah,
and
it's a feel good.
Yeah, it's a feel good charming. He's like a charming little kid in it. But Gary Busey's in it
at the age of 8.
I don't know, like 10, 9 or 10. It's unrealistic. It's just a funny ass movie. So that's him. Y'all want to do, let's see.
We should do Allison Hannigan, who's in How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, How I Met Your Mother. Yep.
Yeah, what's her name? Allison?
Allison Hannigan. And Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah, she was good. Yeah, How I Met Your Mother is instantly where I recognize her from. She did that show. Probably is still giving her some very nice royalties.
Oh, for sure. But other than that, I don't know much.
That show was just about, you know, a guy telling his kids about all the women he banged.
She was in the Wild Thornberries. There's a
which
there's
character?
A Thornberries.
Gerda.
She was Gerda.
Looks like maybe it was a short role. She's also in That 70s Show, King of the Hill. She's had some...
Oh, yeah, she did have some smaller things on That 70s Show.
But, yeah, she did a good job.
Yeah, let's move on. We got to keep
Tara
it a little
Reed,
bit on this section.
Chris
this
Owen,
yeah,
the
we
Shermanator.
Talk about Tara Reed.
Do we want to do...
Let's do Tara Reed real quick.
You want to talk about the other girl? The
Yeah, sings? Tara Reed. Let's do Tara Reed.
Where, let me look.
Oh, The Big Lebowski, Tara dude. Reed. That's what she's from.
Oh, yeah. Shout out. Throwback.
She's Bunny.
Repeat.
She's the Bunny girl.
Great repeat.
Holy shit. Look at all this pre-production shit at the very top. Oh, my God. There must be 20 things in pre-production there.
She's busy. getting some barbecue, she's getting busy.
Looks like she's really busy.
She's in Van Wilder too.
I don't really recognize her from anything, but I just thought it was really funny that they were like, they had like one conversation, and then like she's like walking away after asking him to prom, and she sees them like doing that disguise.
No, that's not this girl, Steven. That's not this girl. That's the other girl.
Oh, it isn't. I thought. I wasn't talked about it.
No,
just because I thought that was so ridiculous that like, it was very high school though. It was like, I saw what your friends were saying about me. We're done.
Oh no, you're
leaving.
You're
like,
talking about Mina Suvari.
Let's talk about Terry while we're on air. She was the girlfriend.
Yeah, Steven, don't you recognize her from?
She played in Ouija House.
Don't you recognize her from Big Lebowski as Bunny?
Oh, did she play Bonnie in that?
Yeah.
There was a smaller role that
she's also in the Sharknado series, Sharknado 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, if you guys have seen any of those.
Fuck
Nick,
out
didn't
here.
You always talk shit about that fucking
series?
Get the
series? Fuck out of here with Sharknado.
Nick plugs Sharknado more than anything in his life.
Pull up Sharknado. Like click on the main page of just see what it looks like.
What year?
It's a banger that came out in
2013. Sharknado, not a bad name.
Just look at the cover of it.
I'm so glad I pulled this up.
Oh, it's
spending time.
I thought it was.
You should look at the trailer,
Nick. You turned this on.
Look at the trailer.
You saw this and you turned. I'm looking at it. I just for the audience. I don't want to.
Did she win a? Did she win a Grammy on that? Or did she? Or
oh,
I guess
she was just
Emmy?
Nominated.
I thought
an Emmy.
I thought it was Shark and then NATO, like NATO, like, you know, the
yeah.
Like,
no, like it's literally a tornado of sharks.
Alliance. No, yeah, now that's
and they
really
come to
gay.
Kill
now
everybody.
I look at that. I always when I heard you say it, I didn't think it was a play on words of tornado. I thought it was like Shark NATO.
I just don't know how
you
sign up
NATO,
to
like,
be in this
war.
Oh shit! You guys, okay. One, we should just this last person who Steven was just talking about, Mina Suvari. She's the main chick in American Beauty. If you guys haven't seen that with Kevin Spacey, she's like the girl with the rose petals flowing down on her naked
who?
Body. Her
Terry?
Name is no. Her name is Mina Suvari. It's the girl that Steven
Mena,
was
yeah.
talking about. When the lacrosse players were on the field.
Oh, American Beauty. Yeah, I don't know if I've seen American Beauty.
Oh, you should see that. It's a good movie.
She's also in Loser, which another character was in. I think that was with Jim. Yeah, she's pretty good in this movie.
Close my eyes at night.
What? Steven. Steven breaking off.
All right, you guys.
The song they're singing is so cheesy, and they're like, supposed to sing it together, and it's just
how sweet is it?
How does it go? Is
Rachel,
I close my eyes at night.
Rachel and I were saying like the singing in general wasn't that great. Like the chorus, the whole like
it was horrible.
The whole background of the chorus was pretty good, but the
come on
the duet. I don't know. They weren't.
You can appreciate some
super polished, but they're
hard.
Also in high school, so I don't expect them to be.
And they're acting.
Crushing, but
they're acting also.
It was so funny because every chorus scene ended so abruptly. It would be like, she's like, all right, that's it. But there's something off. And she's like, yeah, I know I'm off. She's like, no, it's not that. I just think it would sound better with someone else. And then he's like, I'll do it. And then she's like, great. Have a good day. And then and that's just the end of that scene. They weren't even like, all right, well, like, let's practice it. Let's see how it is. It was like, all right, that's that. We'll see you guys at Showtime.
She didn't know. She came over to practice. She came over to, like, practice one night, I think.
But that's, like, on their own time. It's like, they need to get ready for the show. You need to, like, all right, we need to do one solid take of this song, how we're going to perform it, and then we can go.
Yeah.
And then there was another chorus scene. The chorus teacher a couple different times was like, okay, goodbye, and just like very robotically kind of closed it out. And it was just I could see the scenes were very like quick and chopped off, kind of, you know, like they were just trying to get the scene and they didn't give a fuck about foreplay or anything after. Kind of like,
what do you mean, dude? Jim was foreplaying that sock all movie, all
what was
movie,
the song? Do you guys remember the song? that they sing? That they were singing a cappella.
How sweet it is to be in love with you, or
Thank you, Nick. How sweet it is. I think that is what it was.
Love by you.
And on that note,
you took me a shelter.
Shibbity doo bop. On that note,
badoo bop bop badoo.
Favorite scenes from the magazines. Welcome back with a Hypocritic podcast. Trent Miller with a phenomenal American Pie, a classic, controversial film from the Americas.
American Pie. I did pick this movie.
Yeah, if you could just fill us in there, that would be great.
Trent, why is your American culture so dirty and perverted? We just really don't understand.
There's a lot of kind of disgusting scenes in there, you know, the webcam. I just didn't care for it.
Well, boys,
I mean, how many dick jokes can you put into one movie? Just fucking with you. Favorite scenes. You kicked it. You picked it. Nick, I totally didn't hear you last week. I was listening to the podcast. And I cut you off and I just started saying my favorite scenes.
Yeah, I love that. I was like, yo,
you kicked it. You picked it, bitch. I think all I heard was that was bitch. That's all I heard. In real time.
That's hilarious when you listen back.
That's great.
I totally agree. Right.
One of my favorites.
You picked it.
So one of my favorites, because it's such a testament of the time, boys. I know each of you did this. You went back and you saw this scene. He was turning the channels. And I think it was the opening scene. And it's got the like half in, half out. The tit is like kind of showing, and then all you really hear is like the guy talking, and you're like, what the fuck?
Right.
Like the guy, why is the guy talking right now? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
And well, he kind of gets away with it. He kind of gets away with it at first, and then his mom's like, oh, what's going on? You know, what are you watching? He's like, oh, you know, the channel keeps cutting out, you know, terrible reception. and then somebody, you know, it cuts back in, and it's something like, give it to me. And then the dad like catches on. He's just like, okay, all right. You know, okay. And then he like frantically like clicks it. Like he's trying to change the channel. Like he's got his back. And that was the thing. The dad kind of had his back the whole time. He's buying him condoms, getting him magazines.
Yeah, no, his dad
I will
legit.
Tell you, all my favorite scenes were of the dad.
He's yes. so good. 100.
Like all those scenes 100%. Were, oh my God, they were just, they were, there was other funny scenes to me, but those scenes to me were the funniest of the entire movie.
Name some.
Just the dad trying to like walk him through. The best joke of the whole movie was like, be very, very careful when you put on the corsage. He says, okay, dad. He said, promise me. He said, I'll be careful. And he's like, I think he like gives him a hug or something, but he's just like sending him out to like, he feels like he yes. like did all this prep. And
I loved his
we'll just tell her that we ate it all.
I loved his like metaphors he would use. He was like yeah, it's good to play tennis against the wall. It's good to hit against the wall, but you want another player, right? Like you want another player to hit
your uncle strokes the one-eyed snake probably about six times a day.
You want a partner, right? And he's like, yeah, dad, I want a partner to play with. It was so funny. Oh my God.
He's like, if you'll turn to the centerfold on this one, yes, yeah. The center. Okay. This one is very focused on a different area. It looks like a flower almost. Like,
this is the pubic region.
Yeah, I he's love going to the hustler. He showed him the boobs. More raunchy.
He showed him boobs like he had never seen boobs before, and he's like, so these are the women's breasts. They're used for feeding babies.
Foreplay.
And sometimes foreplay.
There's the last scene I think where he comes in and he's kind of getting into it when his son is on the camera and he's like in the background. His character for me was just so funny, and I love that his whole outlook was like, I'm not trying to like punish him, but like I want to guide him. Mm-hmm. Like I want to be his yes. guide. I don't want to. He's like, he wants to, like he's gonna give him the magazine. He's gonna show him this stuff. And I thought it was so funny that he almost felt kind of responsible for it. And he was like covering for him, like after the pie incident. He was like, well, just tell your mother we ate it all. Like he was doing anything to like help his son in the right direction and not
get
in trouble.
Yes, I love that about him. I thought it was perfect. He played it so well.
I was so fortunate enough to never have that conversation
Yeah, my dad never really gave me the conversation. He kind of just, at one point, we were on like a road trip, and he's just like, so did your mom give you like the bird and the bees talk? And I was like, yeah. And he's just like, cool, perfect. Like,
really? Good. So your mom did?
So I never really had it. I never really had it with my dad. But there was something about this, as much as it reminded me of like my past time of growing up during this time, it also reminded me a little bit, or not reminded me, but made me think about what it would be like to be a parent and raising a kid at this. Because it's funny, like you watch this movie as you're older, Steven has kids, people having kids around us, and it's like that's kind of the next step. And you think about, damn, that could be like anyone's son here in, you know, a blink of an eye. And we're having to have that conversation about like, beating off. And you know,
yeah, we're right there. We're right on the cusp of like thinking of it as a.
I think
kid.
The only thing I ever heard from my dad specifically, or from my parents collectively, I think my dad just at one point was like, "Just so you know, your entire life can change for a moment of fun."
Oh my god!
And I feel like that's kind that's of hardly where he like left.
That's
that.
Hardly
like,
birds and the
just
bees.
So you know.
I think those are the big lessons. You're not gonna need to tell your kid like how to masturbate, how to do all these things, because they're gonna have so much access to information that we didn't have at a very young age. They're gonna be able to go on the computer and look at porn like immediately. But I think the biggest lessons I would instill would just be like, make sure it's fucking consensual. And
be careful. Also, be careful.
Like,
make
wear
sure,
a condom every time. Well, every time.
Also
and I would
sure
give a similar lesson about Steven's dad about, like, literally the one night of fun could completely change your life.
Yeah.
And believe it or not.
Yeah, and that's where it needs to. It's, like, hard to be, like, wear a condom when you're, like, I don't want to tell you that it's okay to do this. Like, you should not be doing it. But, like, that's where I think that just the, like, be careful, that kind of thing that he did. But, yeah, it was, oh, my God, it must have been so. And I love that those scenes because it is so awkward for the kid. And it's not awkward for the dad. He doesn't care about that. He's like, he understands that it's awkward, but he tries to just beat around the bush. And just for the poor kid, like, he's just sitting there having to have this conversation. And I could see just that being such an awkward
another great scene was when he comes into the kitchen and he sees the pie and then it goes away and then it comes back. He's just straight up on the island fucking the pie.
His butt cheeks are hanging out. Yeah, that was hilarious. I also loved about the dad is I feel like there is a little bit of shaming that goes on. Like if you have what certain parents' idea of like an acceptable age to have sex is, you know, and there's a lot of shaming of like, oh, you're having sex too young or whatever. I feel like the message should be more, I mean, yeah, if you're like 13 years old and having sex, that's one thing, but if you're like a high schooler at that age where it's becoming more acceptable or ready for it, then I feel like as a parent you just have to like guide them and not be like shaming them and saying like you can't do this,
yeah,
because
then they'll do it, they'll want to rebel even
yeah
more.
Exactly, they'll want to do it even more.
For sure.
And I remember even at one point my dad was like, I think when I was 18, he was like, all right, well, you can drink in the house if you want. Like, I've got beers down there. I remember he just came up and told me, he's like, if you want to drink, he's like, I just don't want you driving anywhere after or like going anywhere. Like, if you want to like sit here and drink. I think it was more, he was like, I want you to learn to drink responsibly.
My mom was the same way.
Versus like me completely forbid it and... You go out, he's like, you know, he probably knew I was going to go out and drink anyway.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like,
but
you kind of practice here and, you know, don't do anything crazy.
But between the age of like 16 and 21, my mom's rule was basically always, if you drink, that's, and you're at a place that you're going to stay, that's fine, but do not drive. My mom was like, I will drive however far to come get you so you don't have to drink and drive. And I remember one time, it was at your freaking apartment, Trent, in Kennesaw, and the cops got called, and I ran out of your apartment. Do you remember this? Putting this on the airwaves.
Nick Dibbs.
I left.
What's the statute of limitations?
And I called my mom to come pick me up from Kennesaw because I was like, I don't want to drink and drive. And she came and got me and literally drove me home from Kennesaw, drove me back to Kennesaw the next day to get my car.
For concerned parties, nothing came of it. I'm quite certain.
We had some house parties in college, nothing crazy.
But
Nick did not just admit to evading any kind of law enforcement.
Yeah, nothing
at all. Okay.
Nothing came of that. But yeah, I
it was all alleged.
That specific time.
Nick is an alcoholic. Okay, let's just. He doesn't even know what he's saying right now. Okay, you can't leave him up to his. Yeah,
none
vices,
of us have.
Okay?
None of us have ever been in trouble with the law. We have a squeaky clean record.
Squeaky fucking clean.
Squeaky clean. But yeah, all of my scenes kind of.
Nick, what are your faves?
You kind of stole them because all of them are with the dad, realistically. But I did like. I don't know. I mean, yeah, there's some funny scenes. The laxative scene was funny. Finch's character in general was kind of interesting because he's kind of just the guy who looks like he wouldn't get laid, and he's the one like hooking up with the mom and has. I mean, it's very unrealistic. What like 17, 18 year old kid has a fine taste in scotch and liquor and knows all these nuances of, oh, this has been aged for 200 years. Like, that's such a facade. Like, there's no way a kid at that age is like that.
There was that kid, though. There was always that kid around, and I'm sure maybe there was more exaggerated for
him. Yeah, it was definitely exaggerated.
But I did love his character out of all of them.
Yeah.
His was the character that was like, it just felt like he was the least desperate.
Oh, yeah.
Right. He felt the most cool and calm. And it was kind of the same vibe as the I always think she's older, the one girl who's best friends with Tara Reid, and she's the one coaching her about sex and everything. And it's like, you're in the same grade and you're talking about sex like you're several years older and you're so much wiser and mature. She shows up to the prom with like a Walkman, you know, CD player or whatever with the big headphones. Yes. Like, she gave no fucks.
CD player or something.
And then she's like, oh, Finch, you want to dance? And then they're like the two most sophisticated people there at the party. And she's like, by the way, like, you're not getting any tonight. And he's just like, oh,
she's
no,
actually
man.
Interesting because she's in a new show.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I was just going to say she's in Netflix, the main character of a Netflix show called Russian Doll. And it's so weird to see her in this because she's so young in this. But go ahead, Steven.
I've heard of Russian Doll.
I was just going to say that it's just weird watching this. I guess when I very first saw it, I guess when I was younger, I didn't really care about this, but the age of actors, obviously all these actors were adults that just looked younger and they were able to play younger. And production likes that because they're able to work more hours and, you know, put more time on set versus kids. If, you know, actual kids come in.
Do you know how old they were?
One, you can't get them to say all these words and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But they're definitely adults. It was to a point where adult. You can't get naked on camera unless you're an adult. I mean, that's just, you have to be an adult. And it made me think about like Superbad, which they're all adults also on that. But I feel like they made them look. It was much more believable that they're younger, like Michael Cera, Jonah Hill, even the girl that plays Jules. They made them look so much younger. And when I saw this movie, I was like, it was just very apparent to me that these were adults.
So Thomas,
yeah, well, it was different. The difference was like this was like 90s young. And like,
well, that's what I was going to say.
It made sense with Superbad because we were all like in that age group and it felt like. Are when we were in high school, but this was like high school. The fashion and music and everything was such a time capsule of
I did love
early
that.
2000s. It was so, I love
well,
that.
So, to give you guys to give you guys an example really quick.
Well, I just saw it. I just saw it like in the past, or example of what?
The main guy Thomas Ian Nicholas who played. The guy with the girlfriend, I'm blanking on his name, but he was 19 when this came out.
Oh, interesting.
So.
Oh, really?
So he was 19. So he wasn't like super grown up, but he was still older than high school, I guess, by a few years.
He actually kind of looked a little older to me, I felt. Because I feel like the oldest guy. I feel like the guy that was the sensitive
lacrosse,
guy.
And then, the lacrosse player. Choir,
yeah.
It looked like he was the oldest
He was 20.
It was definitely clear that he was like, they were like all like around college age. Definitely not. I guess this was their senior year, so they were kind of up there. But I was just comparing it to Superbad because I feel like they did a lot better job of like making them look younger. Mm-hmm. And it's a thing now. I can't remember what movie I watched recently, or not recently, but like probably within the last 5 years. I can't remember, but they did a horrible job with the kids. I felt like I was like, this is a man.
Yeah.
This is a full grown man playing, like, trying to play this like kid. And I guess when you're really young, it is completely absent from your mind. But the more we review these movies and talk about them and stuff, it's like when we are doing a high school movie, I'm like very aware that like most of these people are like college age or older.
Yeah.
Boys, I know we only got 2.5 minutes on the Zoom. Do we want to hit the reviews?
Let's hit the reviews. Hit
Trent, you
I'll submit another Zoom to y'all in the meantime while after I kick it. But yeah, so let's get into that. Let's start off with me because I'm the most important, and I picked this movie. So I will start by saying American Pie, good movie, solid movie, brings me back to simpler times. 10 years ago, high school, even more. It's like 15, 20 years. Good Lord, guys. I thought the soundtrack was very strong. I thought the movie being rated R was much, much better than Grind was. I think just for the mere fact of the fact Shots that it was fired. Rated R, but also because it had elements that were just more classic and funny than I felt. Maybe the screenplay, a lot of the writing and acting. It was just better. I know that it's a shallow plot. Okay, I'm aware it's four guys trying to get laid on prom night. They do succeed. It's a happy ending for everybody. But I personally enjoyed the nuances and the highs and lows of their journey getting to the said prom night. Personally, it's an uplifting story. I thought they did a good job telling it. I thought it was funny. I really, really enjoyed some of the elements of the movie, like the dad. They did play into some of the plot with him being like a good, solid dad trying to, you know, teach his son about sex and stuff. So they had elements that were deeper than just some shallow plot, okay? I like this movie. Revisiting it was interesting for me, now being an older man. I will still give this a strong review, not just because I picked it, but because I believe in it, okay? I'm going to give American Pie 1999 a 4 stars, solid 4.0. Send it to the bank, cash it in, tell your mommy and poppy who wants to go next.
All right, I'll go second because Steven's got to leak that peek.
Okay.
He did that. He did the 8 mile, and I did get jumped by all 6 of you chumps. And Wing did fuck my girl, and I'm still saying, you're like, it's better than Grind. All right, let's get that out there. Better than Grind.
He was waiting to shoot those shots.
I knew that was coming in.
All right. So I'll go next.
And there was setting up all the roadblocks. I know it's a bad plot. I know it's a dull story. Nick, go ahead.
So there actually was a few things that I forgot to mention that were funny. I'll kind of go over them briefly, but I liked the little bit in the beginning when they were like talking about that mermaid, and he said he's like, dude, she's a mermaid, and he's like, yeah, but when she's yeah, but not when she's on land.
Yeah, that's a good point,
because he's talking about Ariel mermaid. And I was like, dude, you're so true, so right.
It's a good point.
And then I also love that scene where Stifler or what's his name, Finch, was with the mom. And she's talking about the whiskey or scotch or something. She's like, yeah, it's aged 18 years. Just oh, like, yeah. I like it.
Just like I like it. That was good. Good writing.
I died. And then one other weird thing that I thought was funny before I move on my official review. Did you guys notice, and this is so weird that I noticed this, just working in the service industry, but girl walks over to Oz's like restaurant where he works night shifts at like this pizza place or something, or sub place. He's making her a sub. He asks her, do you want onions on it? And she's like, oh, no, you know, like whatever. Like, I don't even remember what she said, yes or no. Then he gets to the fucking olives, dude. And he puts like, he's talking to her and he just throws like 8 olives on it. And I was like, so you're going to ask her if she wants onions, but you're not going to ask her if she wants 27 olives on your salad.
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
So for that reason alone, I'm going to have to dock a half star. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm kidding. But okay, so into my actual review. Olives aside, really funny movie. It's one of those movies, again, where you kind of have a different perspective when you watch it at age 29 or 30 versus when you're 16. I feel like when we watched it in high school, it was very relevant. Just kind of going through that age of, you know, girls and going off to college and all that. So there's definitely some relatable times. And then, you know, like you said, the fashion, they're wearing the short sleeve, like plaid shirts. They got the old TVs, the like posters on the wall, the Blink 182, the Third Eye Blind. It's just good nostalgic vibes. Yeah, it wasn't anything crazy. Hour and a half, perfect length for a good comedy like this. Didn't drag too long. You had a nice little resolution. There was some romantic rom-com elements, but then you also had kind of the lessons at the end where it's like, hey, this isn't about getting laid. It's about like being with the right person, and like it doesn't matter when it happens. And there's some sweet, you know, elements baked into the raunchy sex cam comedy, you know, immaturity. So, good movie. I'm going to have to, it's hard because like, I can't put it in the 4-star range because if I do, I just love other movies more that are 4 or higher, but for like a comedy, it could maybe go that way. But for like pound for pound overall movie, I'm gonna say 3.5.
Okay. I respect that.
3.5.
Better than Grind. 100%.
100% better than Grind.
I'll clean up here and give my freak a leak at the end of it, so stay tuned if you've made it this far.
Okay.
This movie, it was okay. I watched it, I think I watched it once way back in the day, and I really wasn't even impressed back in the day. And comparing it for me, the biggest thing is I just keep comparing this to Superbad, which is essentially the same exact storyline. Kids, a group of friends that are trying to get laid before they go off to college so they don't like look like idiots.
That's true.
And it's like they did it so well. And you're right, it's like 10 years earlier maybe, or however many years earlier. And just like you said, by the box office and everything, this movie was apparently a crazy success. All the sequels, 10 of them, still going on. Obviously huge fan base. I never loved it. Like I said, I love the scenes with the dad. I think...
The dad makes the movie. I've ever thought of this
movie. Yeah, it's just I love those scenes with his dad, and I was actively like cracking up when I was watching those scenes with his dad, and it's because of the dad as an actor is just so phenomenal. You could argue he was the best actor in the entire movie.
Yeah,
like everyone's, and like the singing was, you know, I always just thought it was so corny. It was like, this is just kind of weird. This like.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to make it into like a love story, but like clearly these guys are just trying to like get laid, and they tried to really church it up. And but for me, it didn't really hit. I think I'm down in the twos on this one.
Oh wow,
down, okay.
down that low verse. For you.
It's just it's really like I said, it's a movie I'll never watch. Similar to Ghostbusters, like
singing,
I love that,
huh?
One
the
guy
singing,
in Ghostbusters,
the
but
the singing. It was really the choir that got you, huh?
I didn't even think a lot of that. There were some funny jokes, but all the dad's jokes were just really, really funny. There were some other funny jokes, but it didn't make, like, I compare it to Superbad. Same exact kind of movie, and I just think that, like, that movie just makes me laugh. Even nowadays watching it, you know, it makes me laugh. I was watching back, and, like, I was really impressed by the MILF line because I was like, wow, is this where it came from? Like, mm-hmm. Is this the movie that came from? Because that's like, obviously, you know, people say that. You could say that now and people know what you're talking
about.
Oh,
yeah. It's household
name.
Yeah,
overall, I think I'm going to go 2.5 on this
that's
one.
That's so shocking. I can see you comparing it to Superbad. Like, that makes sense, but Superbad could be a 5-star, and this one doesn't need to be half of that movie.
But I understand because, like we talked about Grind... It's one of those other immature high school movies that I just think that I fell in love with. Like, you guys fell in love with this back in high school. Like, I fell in love with that movie, and it was like, I don't know, maybe if I had seen American Pie in, like, a different situation with a bunch of people and, like...
Yeah, the nostalgia.
I think there's a lot of movies that could have hit a lot differently for me had I seen it like with a group of friends or like a couple of guy friends or something, and we were all laughing about it. But I don't even remember when I watched this, and it must have, it just, whatever, it didn't like
stick didn't with resonate
me. Like,
with you.
It kind of trickled off, and I didn't get that nostalgic, you know, like I did with Grind, like I did with Superbad.
It's so
like
weird. It's so weird how these movies. It's different for everyone. I mean, that's what I've come to notice with
and,
this.
And just like we were talking about Ghostbusters and who was the movie with the dude that we're talking about? We were talking about earlier. Those are classic movies that people live and die by as the funniest movies. And I didn't love Ghostbusters. I didn't love
putting this in the same category as Ghostbusters is like so
no,
different.
They're just classic, really funny movies that were extremely successful. Like, right, yeah. Like this, American Pie was an extremely successful, that went on to do other things. Ghostbusters, same kind of thing.
I don't know if Ghostbusters was
known as
like a famous
comedy, though.
These
movies that live in time, but I feel like you had to watch them at a certain time, like with certain people to laugh and have fun. And, you know, if you didn't have that nostalgic view, I feel like a lot of times these movies can just escape you, and then you watch them years later, and it's like not going to hit.
Yeah, but this one was definitely, it swept the nation as when it came out. It was a... It was hard to not know about the movie. I remember
it's just a kind of a slapstick comedy that's good fun.
Yeah,
it's
for
enough,
guys
not,
and girls.
Not too much depth to it, but yeah, it's.
Oh, and I also like the guy. I also really like the guy that I guess the guy that had sex like the first night, even though he really didn't have sex the first night. The
Shermanator,
one kind of nerdy.
The
Shermanator,
guy,
yes,
Fogley
I liked Shermanator. His character. Shermanator and Finch and then the dad were my favorite characters. I think those three did a good job.
Everyone else
see his,
really
like bell bottom jeans. Did you see his like balloon?
They really.
Pants?
I didn't really. I was not impressed by really anyone else's acting or anything.
Oh,
like that.
Nick, I did see what great. You're talking about. Yeah, he
they
did have like
they're like pants,
long ass boot.
Skinny pants were not a thing. Jeans. I feel like you got your ass kicked for wearing like skinny jeans back then.
Oh,
like
yeah.
These are like some like balloon.
You had to be in a hairband,
extra
or
wide,
to wear skinny
like
jeans
a double, double tractor trailer, extra wide. These things were thick. These were
they
thick
were boot
jeans.
Cut, boot cut. Boot,
thick. They were beyond boot cut. They were like in case you just. Fell off the third floor of a building, you could land safely.
Borderline bell bottom.
Parachute pants.
Boot, borderline bell bottom.
All right, Steven. Quit,
Steven,
quick tickle your
boys. Freak that leak, Steven.
I gotta freak a leak. It's late. I gotta get going to sleep. We got Formula Drift tomorrow.
Give us the leak.
Guys, I'm gonna bring out a banger movie. It's gonna have banger acting. I believe it's a biopic.
Oh,
Steven loves
of course it's a biopic. Of course.
Johnny Depp. I know he got canceled, but I'm bringing the fuck out Johnny Depp.
He might be anti-cancel after
him
this trial.
Out with the trial.
He's been bringing the
everything.
Heat in the trial.
Shit, there might be a verdict. There might be a verdict by the time we do this next one.
Yeah, for real.
There might be a verdict. It's Blow.
Of course, yes. It's Blow. Steven's been talking about this one for a minute.
Yes, God,
this is a good movie, boys.
Man.
This is a good movie.
Fuck yeah,
Hot
I'm
Boy,
cool
no
with
Star
it.
Boy.
I'm cool with
Love
it.
It's this a movie. It's a true story about George Young, the guy that did all the cocaine in the '80s, brought it over. Johnny Depp plays George Young, and
fuck yeah,
pretty much shows his life and his saga, you know, going through and with his daughter and everything. And it's a really good movie. I watched it recently, and I was like. Man, I got to choose this one for the podcast.
Let's do it.
Just kind of, you know. And I honestly haven't chosen it just because of cancel culture. And I was like, fuck it. I want to choose it. I want to talk with you guys about it. I don't agree with everything that all these actors do in their personal life. But I want to talk about this movie specifically.
You know, I'm going to be sending.
It's George Young.
You know,
it's George Young's life. And I think that's interesting.
You know, well, he's sending his, the
she's
the the compadres, credentials. Compadres, no credentials. I'm gonna be sending all the new fucking current events of that shit up until we do this next pod, so you guys are up to date.
Yeah.
All the hell juicy, yeah. Juicy tea.
But I have been following the trial a little bit, man, and she's been the woman accusing him of everything. Well, I guess he's suing her for defamation.
Defamation.
For you know, putting him in a bad light, but she's definitely being painted out to be the villain in the trial.
Well,
so
this whole trial is being like videoed. Is that even like
it is being videoed?
Public,
we should save the sauce. We should save this.
We should save the sauce.
Barbecue,
it is a public trial.
Finger licking sauce.
But
we
should
also tickle
it.
Those balls a little bit.
I mean,
we're
tickling. Give me some sauce. It is a public trial. We should get our facts straight before we just spat out the mouth like we usually do on this one. But let's figure our shit out and get on the next episode prepared. What do you guys say about that?
Sounds good. Everyone, Hypocritic Podcast at Hypocritic_podcast. Follow us on the Instagram. Reach out to us. HypocriticPodcast@gmail. NRJones@gmail.com. THMiller2010@gmail.com. Hit us up. I'll be back on. You guys have a good night.
Yeah, that would be great. But yeah, you forgot a couple letters there on my email address. But yeah, you guys have a good night, and I appreciate the friendship and the good camaraderie. All right, you guys, you take care now. Okay, bye.
Take care now.
All right then, bye.